What does it mean to be a community bank?
Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld. At First Bank Hampton, it means offering great customer service to every customer who comes through our doors, whether it's in Hampton or at our Latimer office. It means always greeting each person with a hello and a smile, and offering the same friendly service in person or over the phone. It means offering you a full line of products and services that are designed to meet your personal financial needs. If you're looking for a bank that puts you first, turn to us, First Bank Hampton, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a feature interview with people who are making a difference and making news in our local communities. Every Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a feature interview from the newsmaker for the Radio On The Go News Department, featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others for a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton newsmaker interview.
Right now we have Mardell Sidmore Van Cleek, part of the Hampton Sesquicentennial Committee. And of course, it was supposed to be last year, Mardell, in the town of Hampton, but that didn't happen because of the pandemic. But round two, it looks like it will happen a year later.
Yes, we're going to try it again.
Kind of a new theme for this year.
It's 150th plus one.
So 150 plus one, Hampton's Sesquicentennial Celebration. Tell us a little bit about, I know the committee's been working on a lot of things, and you're kind of encompassing a number of things that are happening May into July across the town.
Yes, we're trying to promote everything that has been postponed for a year. We're trying to incorporate, you know, Tuesday on the town, the Hampton Cemetery Walk, the Grand Festival that they have. Of course, it's the 100th anniversary of the Hampton Municipal Band.
All right, so a lot of special things that are happening. You mentioned Tuesday on the town, which is throughout June, and the municipal band is part of those concerts, obviously, on Tuesdays. Then you're going to get into the first part of June is when the actual 150th celebration will take place.
Yes, June 4th is when we really kick it off with a historic play at the Windsor Theater. That will be at 7 o'clock. June 5th, we're having the Vic Ferrari concert. It's a free concert at the Franklin County Fairgrounds in the grandstand. It's 7 p.m., and it's free admission, so bring your friends, bring your lawn chairs. We'll be parking across the road at the CB parking lot. And then immediately following the concert, we're going to have fireworks. So we're hoping that'll be our grand kickoff there. Then June 6th, we're at 12 o'clock. We have music and food in the Panchelle Park. And then in the afternoon, we'll have the historic play at 2 and 7. And then from there on, we're going to kind of have, you know, where we incorporate the other events like Tuesday in the town, like I said. There's going to be a Bluegrass Festival starting June 9th through the 12th. And then the Grand Festival is June 26th. And then July 11th, the 100th anniversary of the Hampton Municipal Band, which will be at 3 o'clock in the Banshell Park.
A lot of things coming up. The schedule, is that available anywhere yet? Are you posting it?
Not yet. We're going to finalize a few more details. We meet soon to get a little bit more details done. I made up a little brochure, and so hopefully that will get out here in the next few weeks, and we'll also be starting to put things on Facebook. I've started making some little ads and things like that.
Talk a little bit about, first of all, the Hampton Historic Play. What's that going to consist of?
Well, it's going to be under the direction of Jim Davies. His son wrote the play. I've read it. It's great. It's going to be kind of more like a radio show, so it'll be people reading off a script, because we don't have a lot of time for people to memorize this, and since we've had COVID, it's been a little hard to get things done. But it's going to be really interesting, and maybe different characters taking turns at each part of the play. So it's going to be kind of fun, and fun to see how it turns out.
Incorporating Hampton's history in this historic play. Again, that's going to be on the Friday and Sunday, three different showings, one on Friday night and two on Sunday, June 4th and 6th. The 5th, you mentioned the Vic Ferrari concert. That's a popular band. That takes a lot to get to the band. I mean, so you've had, I know, a lot of supporters. Tell us a little bit about how that all came about and who's supporting that coming here along with the fireworks.
Well, the girls at First Bank Hampton have been working on this, getting it when we had to cancel it, and then they got them rescheduled, and that was not easy to do because, you know, trying to get things redone for the following year. It's going to take a lot of work because we have to have security, parking people, extra things around the fairgrounds. We have to block off some of the section because there is a wedding at the convention center, so we got to keep them divided. And just, you know, it's a lot of work, and then we have to clean up afterwards. So it's not easy, but it's hopefully fun, and hopefully we have the good weather for it too.
And I know the committee working hand in hand with the city of Hampton.
Yes, this is the City of Hampton's event, and it is sponsored by the City of Hampton. They are the major supporter.
Anything else that people need to know about for the sesquicentennial? Is there any merchandise available still?
Yes, we do have merchandise. We have the 150th book that is available at Center One or here at Christensen Jewelry. There is also, you can go online and order it too through Got You Covered. We also have t-shirts, water bottles, and little tote bags too. So those can be available. We are also going to have them at certain events, so you can purchase them in person at the events. It's going to be some things that you could like to have as a keepsake.
June 6th, the music and food in the band shell prior to the historic play at the Windsor Theater. What's the music and food going to consist of?
That will be Brad Van Horn and Chris Saul. The food is provided by Hampton Lions, Kiwanis, and Rotary. That'll be hot dogs and chips and beverage.
Some different things going on. Look for the brochure coming up and the schedule of events on local media here coming days. And again, it's getting close, isn't it, Mardell?
It is. It'd be nice to have it done because we've been working on this for several years now. And then, of course, we did cut back on some things we're not having because of COVID and scheduling issues. But it'll be nice to have it done. It's a little bit more than they did for the 125th, and it's not as much as they did for the 100th, but, you know, it's manpower and time and availability and fighting a pandemic.
Keep up to date with the sesquicentennial coming to Hampton. The big part of it, June 4th, 5th, and 6th going on. Thank you, Mardell. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, Mardell Sidmore Van Cleek, our guest today here on The Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entireties by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker is featured as part of Radio On The Go stream or is also a part of our podcast, which can subscribe to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
At First Bank Hampton, we're proud to be an agricultural bank. We care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. Hi, this is Eric Reichertz at First Bank Hampton. From operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans, you can always count on First Bank Hampton to be your local, trusted financial partner. All of our loan decisions are made locally with lenders you know and trust. Call and set up an appointment with one of our ag lenders today. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.